Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian.
Hi, Julian. This is Dina via.
Oh, hi, Dina. How are you?
Go.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually about to reply to your email.
Yeah, so you see, there is no lien at this time. That's why I'm trying to get a loan so I don't have to have a lien.
Gotcha.
Rephrase it, a payment plan with them, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. You wanted to look ahead so that way, you know, you don't have to do that. So, no, I completely understand. I'm looking at your file. I think the only thing that we're missing still, let's see, you sent all the bank statements, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, the working capital application. Let's see. Yeah, we just need the tax return still. Any luck with that?
Yeah, I'm trying to get that from the bookkeeper. They're supposed to give it to me by tomorrow.
Okay.
I can give you 2014s if that helps at all.
Yeah, do you want to just send me 14, and then if we end up needing the new one, we can we'll ask for that. But we might be able to just go off of the 2014 one.
That would be good. And then yeah, if they want 15, I'll have it tomorrow. Because they're finishing that up. They told me they'd have it for me by tomorrow. Did you really only need the first two pages?
Generally, yeah, we can go off just a couple pages. Sometimes we'll need some other pages towards, when we go into the funding process, we'll need proof of ownership, which is typically on the K-1, which is further into the tax return. I would say, if possible, just send the whole thing, because we might need more than the first couple pages, but just to start off, you can just send the first couple. That'd be fine.
Yeah, if you're going to need it all, I'll just do that, because it's just a lot of pages, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But I'll do that here in a little bit, and I'll send that to you.
Uh-huh. If it's easier, you can just fax it. If there's a lot of pages, you can just, you know, set it on the fax machine, and it'll process all the pages one by one. Whatever, or you can email it, whatever is easiest for you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll do that here in a little bit. Just see what else. Yeah, I gotta call you when I'm in my phone. I mean, when I'm in my car, because I told you I dropped the phone in the fryer, right?
No, you did it. Bummer.
Yeah. It's been a week now. I dropped it last weekend in the fryer, and it works, but I can't hear when I'm talking on the phone.
That's pretty impressive if you can still work a little bit, even if your phone dropped in the fryer.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
do you have insurance on your phone?
You know what, dude? I do everything as economically as possible. So no, I go through Page Plus, and I don't have insurance on it. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. What do you don't know? Is it looking bad? Looking good? Looking maybe?
No, we actually haven't started any of the analysis process yet. Typically, we like to have all the paperwork in. But once you get the tax return, I'll give you some feedback as soon as I have any. Just kind of looking
right.
I can kind of sift through really quick a couple things. So let's see. September ended positive, so that's good. You guys have a lot of deposits, which is great. I mean, you guys have a great business going. That's not the problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I'm just at that edge where I know I can do even better, but I just gotta get rid of the old stuff and get it consolidated, you know.
And just start fresh.
Do a consolidation, it'll be a lot easier.
Yeah, I do have a question about the application though. You put rented $1,250. Is that accurate, or what?
Oh, yeah, I'll send you a page. I didn't even know if I should put that down or not. Here's the thing. My father owns the building, so technically I don't pay any rent.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, for insurance reasons, we put on there that it's $1,250 a month.
Got it. Yeah, that's fine.
That's what the lawyer told us to do that. So technically I don't pay any rent, so I didn't know if I should just leave that off.
No, that's fine. No, it's fine, yeah. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't like a typo or something, but no, that's fine. I'll put a note on the file so they know the situation, but no, that's great. That's awesome, actually.
You want to white it out, you can, but anyway. And then, of course, like I said, then let me get in there and send you the 2014.
Okay.
You know what I'll do? Maybe what I should do is just send you the first couple 2, 3, whatever pages of this 14, Or no, you said you need proof of ownership. That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Let me send you this.
Yeah, just send me the 2014. And, if we end up needing the 2015, I'll let you know. But I'm pretty sure we can just work with the 2014 in this case.
Okay. All right. That'd be great. Because I'm supposed to meet with my accountant tomorrow. And it'd be nice to be able to tell him, hey, there's a possibility, or hey, there's not, you know.
Yeah, yeah. If I can get some feedback for you by then, I definitely will. But I would say just get the 2015 tax return just in case. Just have it handy if you do need it. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'm getting that tomorrow no matter what.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just want you to at least be able to start something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let me get you going.
Okay, cool. I'll get work on this as soon as I have the tax return.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Dina. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.